As we've been reporting all morning, a suicide bomber struck early this morning in Baghdad at an army recruiting office, killing dozens in the first major bombing of the Muslim during the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Our partner, the BBC, says as many as 50 people are dead, more than 100 are injured after that suicide bomber attacked at the Army Recruiting Center. Joining us live from Baghdad is Saad al-Mutalibi. He is the political advisor, international affairs director, a spokesman for the government in Iraq. And Jane Araf, correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, has just returned from the scene of the suicide bombing. Jane, let's start with you. What exactly did you see when you were there?
Well, it was a scene that probably had been a little more chaotic, but at that point, it was crawling with Iraqi army officers. There's still blood on the ground. This was a scene, we have to remember, that was absolutely horrific. It was what appeared to be a young man with what police and army officials now say were explosives strapped to his legs, who detonated in a crowd of about 300 people. As you mentioned, the death toll is very high and climbing, and a lot of casualties taken away to hospital. A lot of angry people left at the scene.
This was, I assume, like all of these suicide bombings, a complete surprise, also because of the timing, correct?
Well, certainly Iraqis have come not to be surprised by this. And if you looked at that scene, if you looked at the site where 900 people have been gathered pretty much every morning for the last few days to apply for coveted jobs with the army, it probably wouldn't have surprised anyone. There was not a whole lot of security around there. In fact, a lot of people were asking why they weren't searched and then let into the defense ministry itself rather than exposing hundreds of young men to potential suicide bombs.
Let's turn now to Saad al-Mutalibi, the government Iraqi government spokesperson. Saad, with that August 31st deadline approaching for the American military to start reducing troop levels, and as Jane Araf just pointed out, people questioning the security at this Army recruitment center, how confident are you that Iraqi security forces are going to be able to hold the peace?
Thank you very much. Yes, the issue here really is not the number or size of the security forces that we require on the ground. This is a war of intelligence more than a number of tanks and jet fighters. The departure of the American troops is a very welcome decision all in Iraq, and all Iraqis feel that it's as grateful as they are to the American troops, but it is high time for the troops to leave and let Iraqi troops deal with this issue. It's a very, very complicated matter, fighting terrorism, and it requires a high degree of intelligence and human resources, more than relying on normal conventional military power that the United States are very well equipped with. The problem, as if you remember, 2005, 6, 7, and 8, when the American troops were in charge of security environment all here in Iraq, we were taken to the brink of civil war, and sectarian violence was very high. Death tolls were in the hundreds every day. It's only when Iraqi forces took control of security that we achieved a marginal improvement in security in Iraq.
Saad Mutalibi, you're saying that you believe the country will be more secure when U.S. forces leave. Do you believe there will be more attacks like this at that time?
Attacks has been going on for some time now. It is not linked directly to the withdrawal of the American troops. The attacks are more have more of a political message to the delay that is taking place in forming the new Iraqi government. That is the real source of the problem. And that is the demoralization that we have now among security forces, because they are very well aware, very worried about their future in the military, since some of the oppositions have been claiming that as soon as they get to power, they will sack all present security officers and re-employ security officers from the past regime, which will have a terrible consequences on the national level.
What do you
it is more of a political.
What do you believe that the Iraq government can do to stop attacks like this one in the future?
It's more really to the security forces to be more alert and have more training, more active, proactive plans. We took over 100 booby-trapped cars last month. We managed to dismantle them before they were sent. Over 200 IEDs, they were dismantled before they were sent to the street. We arrested a large number of Al-Qaeda sympathizers and active members. It is more of the role of intelligence, more of being proactive towards terrorism than wait for an attack to happen and then deal with it.
Let me turn now to Jane Arafa, correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. You've heard what the government spokesman is saying. How do the ordinary Iraqis respond to this attack? Do you think they also agree it's time for the U.S. out and that Iraq can handle this itself?
I think everyone completely agrees. Nobody wants to see foreign troops on their streets, and certainly this is still seen as an occupation. So in theory, people are thrilled that the occupation is over. In actual fact, including on the streets this morning, they're absolutely terrified about what happens, not so much at the end of this month, which is a fairly artificial deadline for combat troops to withdraw, but what happens at the end of next year when there are no U.S. troops, there are pretty much defenseless borders, Iraq can't airspace. There's an awful lot of fear out there, and that fear is being fueled certainly by the political uncertainty. But also, as the advisor mentioned, this is a war of intelligence. When people are afraid, they're not going to go to their Iraqi security forces and report suspicious behavior down the street.
Jane Arafa, this was an army recruitment center. What does this do to the Iraqi army's ability to recruit forces in the future?
It doesn't really affect their ability to recruit. This was for support staff. In fact, the Army doesn't really have enough money to hire a whole lot of other soldiers. But really what it does do is it sends a message to people that perhaps they shouldn't show up in crowded places. Perhaps their security forces can't protect them. And perhaps things aren't going to be quite as wonderful as they thought they might be. It is 5 months after the election, and there's no government, and in many places, no security.
All right, Jane Arafa, Christian Science Monitor, just back from that suicide bombing scene in Baghdad, and Saad Omotalabi, an Iraqi government spokesperson. Thanks to both of you for that update.